الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال ابن ماجه رحمه الله تعالى في مقدمة سننه: باب تضليل في تعمد الكذب على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. باب تضليل في تعمد الكذب على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ibn Majah rahimahullah ta'ala, in the chapter that we're going to deal with today, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, he mentioned the condemnation of the one who deliberately lies on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is firm condemnation of the individual that lies on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this chapter, Ibn Majah rahimahullah ta'ala mentions a few narrations which are all similar in meaning, and there's no harm, inshallah ta'ala, for us to read those narrations bi'idhnillah, and then we'll mention some benefits from the likes of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Qayyim, and obviously from Al-Allama Ubayd Jabri hafidhahullah ta'ala regarding this chapter bi'idhnillah ta'ala. فقال ابن ماجه رحمه الله تعالى عن عبد الرحمن ابن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه عن أبيه رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. وعن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تكذب علي فإن الكذب علي يولج النار. وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كذب علي حسبته قال متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تقول علي ما لم أقل فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. وعن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول على هذا المنبر: إياكم وكثرة الحديث عني، فمن قال علي فليقل حقا أو صدقا، ومن تقول علي ما لم أقل فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. In these narrations, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding condemnation of the individual, the ones that deliberately tell lies against the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or lies upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mentioned the first hadith on Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who the hadith, he narrated this narration to his son, and that is that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that whoever deliberately lies upon me, then let him take his place in the hellfire. And likewise, similar to that is the hadith of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, where the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and this is a nahi, the first one is a khabar, and this one is a nahi sarih, where he said, لا تكذب علي, do not lie upon me, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ عَلَيَّ يُولِجُ النَّارِ, because lying upon me, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, leads to the hellfire. And likewise, the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever lies upon me, and then he said, Anas, I think he said deliberately, then let him place have you have his place in the hellfire, and he let him take his place in a hellfire. Let him take his place in a hellfire or in hell. And then Jabir radiallahu anhu likewise, قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ كَذَبَ عَلَيَّ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Likewise, that's the same narration as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And the next narration, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, whoever attributes a statement to me in which he صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't say, then let him take his place in the hellfire. Let him take his place in the hellfire. And likewise, and Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu, qala, he said, sami'tu, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that upon the member, upon this member, he said, be aware in narrating a lot from him, and in narrating a lot of narrations from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be cautious and heedful regarding this. Because whoever says upon him, and upon me, he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then or narrates upon him, then let him say the truth and be honest. وَمَنْ تَقَوَّلَ, and whoever attributes anything to or statement to the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to him in that which he did not say, then let him take his place in the hellfire. Let him take his place in the hellfire. All of these narrations have the general meaning of condemnation of deliberately lying against the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taghlidu fi ta'ammud al-kadhib ala rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So generally regarding these narrations, we're going to deal with a few points, ba'd al-nuqat insha'Allah ma'khudha min a'immat al-sunnah, from the scholars of the sunnah, the scholars of the deen. النقطة الأولى, the first point is the daraja of this hadith, the level as it relates to authenticity of this hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith is sahih. This hadith is sahih, or these narrations are sahih in general, and it is considered a daraja to tawatur. It's mutawatir that this hadith wasala ila daraja to tawatur. And that is a hadith mutawatir, this narration, because the meaning of tawatir, ya ikhwati al-kiram, is that the number of narrators that narrated this narration in a single level in the chain reached a level in which it's impossible that they gathered together to conjure up this hadith. That the number of narrators who are found in a specific chain level in this hadith are at a number in which it is impossible, mustahil, is impossible that it was conjured up or cooked up or fabricated. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala was asked a question, su'ila rahimahullah ta'ala, إِذَا صَحَ الْحَدِيثِ هَلْ يَكُنْ صِدْقًا, that if a hadith is authentic, is it considered truthful, correct? فجوابه رحمه الله تعالى يقول أن الصحيح أنواع وكونه صدقا يعني به شيئا بشيئين. And he said that رحمه الله تعالى that the authentic narration is of different categories, and it being truthful, يعني attributed to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, from two different angles. And from that he said, فمن الصحيح ما تواتر لفظه. He said, مِنَ الصَّحِيحِ مَا تَوَاتُرُ لَفْظَهُ. And then he said, وَمِنَ الصَّحِيحِ مَا تَوَاتُرُ مَعْنَاهُ. And then he said that from an authentic narration, that of the different categories of an authentic narration, is those authentic narrations which are mutawatir, as we mentioned previously, impossible that it was made up, when looking at the narrators and the amount of narrators that have narrated this hadith. And that's it's in its term, in its terminology, in the wording in the hadith, it is mutawatir, widespread. And the second is tawatur ma'nawi, and that is the meaning of the hadith is widespread. As for the first category of sahih, annahu al-awwal min as-sahih li dhakarahu Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, ما مثل بحديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في بابنا اليوم: من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. He used as an example of that hadith, or an example of an authentic hadith which is lafz is mutawatir. He used as an example the hadith here in this chapter: whoever lies upon the messenger deliberately, then let him take his place in hellfire. So this hadith is mutawatir, and it's known in books of hadith when the ulama of hadith are using examples of a widespread narration. They use this hadith of deliberate the threat of the one that deliberately lies against the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an example of a hadith that is widespread. That is widespread. Many companions narrated this hadith of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Point number two, and that is an indefatigable that we can take from this hadith, is a tahrim. تحريم الكذب على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وغطورة الكذب على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That in this hadith we can take from that can be extrapolated مستنبطا من الحديث is the impermissibility of lying on the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and the dangers of lying on the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال شيخ الإسلام بن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى في مجموعه يقول والله والله تعالى قد حرم علينا الكذب وأن نقول عليه ما لا نعلم وقد تواتر عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. He said رحمه الله تعالى that Allah has made it impermissible to lie and that we lie on the messenger, lie upon him and the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and say that which is upon them, or say that which say from them that which they never said, or say about them that which they never said. Ay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said that waqad tawatar, again he mentions here in this section in Majmu' Fatawa that there has been a widespread narration of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he mentioned the hadith that we're dealing with today, that whoever lies on the Messenger then deliberately, then let him take his place in the hellfire. فَأُلَمَا the scholars ذَكَرُوا رَحِمُهُمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّ أَعْظَمُ الْكَذِبُ مَا كَانَ كَذِبًا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَوْ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمُ. So the scholars have mentioned that the most severe type of lie is that lie which is a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or upon his messenger صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمُ. And upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you're lying that the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is lying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. That he doesn't speak from his desires, but is a revelation revealed to him. Lying, saying that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said something, is in reality lying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. قَالَ ذَهَبِي رَحِمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. الذهبي he mentions, he says ولا ريب أن تعمد الكذب على رسول الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في تحليل الحرام أو تحريم الحلال كفر محض. ثم قال إن الكذب في الحالتين السابقتين كبيرة أي الكذب على الله أو على رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن الكذب في غير ذلك أيضا من الكبائر. He mentions Al-Dhahabi rahimahullah ta'ala. He said that there is no doubt that the one who lies upon Allah and lies upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in making halal that which is haram, or making haram that which is halal, that this is a form of disbelief. Yani minor disbelief. It's clear. And he, Dhahabi rahimahullah ta'ala, he explained this further in which he meant by disbelief by saying, in al-kadhib, that verily lying in these two situations, i.e. lying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and lying upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is kabira, from the major sins. From the major sins. And likewise, lying in other than lying upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or lying upon Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, other than that is also considered from the major sins. is also considered from the major sins. So this shows the severity of this affair of lying on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And likewise in this is attributing a ruling saying that this is from the Sunnah, or saying this is from the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it's not from the Sunnah, nothing that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned or done or has acknowledged in his Sunnah, and saying that it's from his Sunnah is lying upon him, and saying that which he said is saying something is halal, in which he sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't say. So this also applies to narrating his love, the love and the wordings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and likewise rulings and so forth. Point number three is ma'na tabawwu'. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in this hadith, many or three or four of these narrations that Ibn Majah rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, فَلْيَتَبَوَّعْ مَقَعْدُهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says regarding this tabawwa', and he taking his place as it's translated, is he said rahimahullah ta'ala, أي لِيَتَّخِذْ مَقَعْدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ مُبَاهَةً. لِيَتَّخِذْ مَقَعْدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ مُبَاهَةً يَلْزِمُهُ وَيَسْتَقِرُّ فِيهِ. He says rahimahullah ta'ala that this hadith, it means that let him take his seat or his place in the hellfire, مُبَاعَةً. And مُبَاعَةً here means permanently. يعني let him stay put. Let him stay put. يَسْتَقِرُّ فِيهِ. Let him reside there. This is a major threat from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلْيَتَبَوَّأ. It means let him stay and remain there. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he explained, and this is in Tariqat al-Hijratain, he explained rahimahullah ta'ala, la kal manzil alladhi yanziluhu wa yunazziluhu thumma yarhal an. He said it's not the same, yani this tabawwu' that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mumba'atan here, huna, it's not like a home or residence that an individual, they stay in that place or reside in a place, then they, after a while, they leave. And then they leave. This is a major threat to Ikhwat al-Kiram. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used the love for يَتَبَوَّ أَيِّ وَيَسْتَقِرْ وَيَلْزِمْ يعني مَقَعْدُ مِنَ النَّارِ يَلْزِمُ وَيَسْتَقِرُ فِيهِ. And that is a meaning remaining and staying put in it. And that is a severe threat from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the one who deliberately attributes to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that which he never said or that which he never brought as a ruling and so forth. Point number four, Nuqtatu Rabi'ah, وهي أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يفضح من كذب على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And that is that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he exposes the individuals that lie upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's for the Sunnah of Allah that he exposes the individual that lie upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala yaqul, فَإِنَ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ تَكَفَّلَ لِرَسُولِهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam بِأَنْ يُظْهِرَ دِينَهُ عَلَى دِينِ كُلِّهِ وَأَنْ يَحْفَظَهُ حَتَّى يبلغ الأول لمن بعده فلا بد أن يحفظ الله سبحانه حججه وبيناته على خلقه لئلا تبطل حججه وبيناته ولهذا فضح الله من كذب على رسوله في حياته وبعد مماته وبين حاله للناس. He says rahimahullah ta'ala that verily Allah has taken it upon himself to, regarding the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make the deen of Islam, the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Messenger with sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be superior over all religions. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala would preserve him and preserve his sunnah in order for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to relay that which is Allah has commanded him to relay to those after him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And regarding this, then, and because of this promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, that there is a must that, it necessitates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve this deen and preserve his proofs and his evidences that will be given to the creation. in order for these evidences not to be corrupted. And this is the reason he, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَلِهَذَا فَضَهُ اللَّهُ مَنْ كَذَّبَ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And that is why Allah exposes those who lie on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is from the preservation of the deen. This is from the preservation of the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah exposes them in his time, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fi hayatihi, when he was alive, wa ba'da mamati, and after his death, and clarified it with bayyana halahu linnas, and exposed the state of that liar to the people. So much so, Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, مَا سَتَرَ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا يَكْذِبُ فِي الْحَدِيثِ. Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, مَا سَتَرَ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا يَكْذِبُ فِي الْحَدِيثِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not conceal and yani the errors of the individual or anyone who the line on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah would not cover the individual who lies upon the Messenger, lies in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimullah ta'ala, he said, لو هم الرجل أن يكذب في الحديث لأصبح والناس يقول فلان كذاب. He said, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimullah ta'ala, that if anyone had this intention, yani the night before, for example, an individual had an intention from the night before to lie on the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would wake up, and when he's woken up, the people will be saying, this individual is a kadhab. Yani Allah would expose them, because Allah preserves the deen. Allah preserves the deen. Which is why the ulama of hadith and the ulama of jarh wa ta'deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the tawfiq to be from the wasail of the preservation of the sunnah, and in the principles that have been placed as it relates to a hadith that is mawdu'. And a hadith that is mawdu', is a hadith that is lied upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the ulama through tatabbu' have noticed that there are certain signs to show that al-hadith wa mawdu' aw la asla lahu, or there is no origin in this narration, it's an absolute lie on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They've placed principles and placed signals in order for this to be ascertained. And from them, obviously, is if the narrator is a kadhab. If the narrator is a kadhab and he's known to fabricate and lie on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, if the alfaz fi rakaka, if the wordings in the hadith has rakaka, is rakik, it has some types of wording that is in opposition to the eloquence of the Arabic language, because the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most eloquent. So if the hadith it shows lack of eloquence and so forth, then this is a sign that the hadith is mawdu'. And likewise, they mention many other signs that the ulama have mentioned are the amal qalil wa fi ajr kathir. You know, if there's a deed or an action and there's like an extreme amount of reward that is placed on it in the hadith. For example, if there's a hadith that the person who prays this rak'ah gets a million rewards and so forth. This is a sign which rings alarms to the ulama of hadith, that is, this hadith is possibly a hadith that is mawdu'. These principles, ya ikhwati al-kiram, that the ulama of jahr ta'deed, like Yahya bin Ma'in, like Rahman ibn Mahdi, and also Imam Ahmed and Imam al-Bukhari, these people of ilal, these people who can decipher the signs and look into the narrations and find the those who have lied and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from those examples is, for example, if there's a hadith which is dealing with racism or against a race and so forth, which is in opposition to the, also those narrations which are in opposition to the usul of the deen, the fundamentals of the religion, and is contradictory, then you know that this is possibly a lie on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the ulama will do taftish and look into this hadith to ascertain the al-kadhib, where the lie has been attributed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the ulama of hadith. These are the scholars of hadith, the ulama of the sunnah. And we have the ulama of today who have ilm in this regard, and like the likes of Sheikh Al-Bani, rahimahullah ta'ala, and the likes of Al-Alama, Sheikh Rabi' ibn Hadi, Al-Madkhali, and the other ulama of hadith of this time as well. And this brings us to point number 5, and that is that there are books that have been written by the ulama of hadith for the hadith al-mawdu'ah. And hadith al-mawdu'ah, those hadith and those narrations that have been lied up, that have been collected to show, the lies on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'm going to give you some of those names if anyone wants to jot them down. And it's important that the talib al-ilm, the talib al-hadith, the student of hadith, that he's aware of these books. In order, raftu shar, lili shar, walakin li tuwaqi. من جهل الشر وقع فيه. I know the bad things, not for the bad things in its essence, but rather to protect myself. And the one who doesn't know the bad things will fall into it. Will fall into it. Like Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned regarding when he collected his silsila hadith sahiha and da'ifa. He collected these narrations, these weak narrations, and these hadith and mawdu'. He said, لِيَكُونَ مُسْلِمَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِنْ أَمْرِ دِينِ, so that the Muslim is upon clarity as it relates to religion. فَلَا يَنْسِبُ إِلَى نَبِيِّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ مَا لَمْ يَقُلْهُ. So he doesn't attribute to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم that which he never said. فَيَقَى تَحْتَ وَعِيدٍ, and then he goes under, be threatened with that threat. And the Messenger mentioned, and that is the topic of today, of the condemnation of the one يكذب على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تعمدا, one that lies upon the متعمدا, that lies upon the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم deliberately. And that's why he mentioned Sheikh Al-Albani رحمه الله in the silsila. He mentioned the hadith of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, كفى بالمرء إثما أن يحدث بكل ما سمع, and it's sufficient for a sin of an individual is that he narrates everything that he hears. And that is a reason for us to be studying this ilm hadith and knowing what these books of the mawdu'at and so forth, in order to know these lies that people have attributed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we don't fall into it ourselves. And he says regarding this hadith here in this chapter, man kadhaba alayhi mutaammidan, this chapter here, or the narrations that pertain to this affair, that whoever lies upon the Messenger deliberately, then let him take his place in the hellfire. He said, حَتَّ لَا يَقَعِ الْمُسْلِمُ فِي الضَّلَالِ وَالْبِدَعِ, so the individual doesn't fall into deviance. He's aware of these narrations, these weak narrations, these lies upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he doesn't fall into deviance regarding that. And the lies on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also all those affairs of bid'ah, all of those newly invented matters, the erroneous aqidah, the erroneous ibadat, all of these are lies upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he didn't say it and he didn't act with it sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not from his amal sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not from sunnah al-fi'liyah, his actions. And the individual saying it's from the sunnah, and it's not from the sunnah. So this is a lie on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the tahta hadha wa'id, and they're under this threat of the Messenger's sallallahu alaihi wasallam statement in this hadith. So he, rahimahullah ta'ala, Sheikh Al-Bani said it's important that the individual has juhud in order to study and know the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, knowing the sahih, knowing the authentic, but likewise also knowing the mawdu'at. So in this final part of this lesson, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, or second to the final issue in this lesson, inshallah, we're going to mention some books of the mawdu'at that the ulama of hadith have collected regarding the line on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first of those is by Abu Farj Abdurrahman ibn Jawzi, and that's Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala. Abu Farj Abdurrahman ibn Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, the book is Al-Mawdu'at, and that is the compilation of fabricated lies and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the second one is by As-Suyuti rahimahullah ta'ala, Al-La'i al-Masnu'a fi al-Ahadith al-Mawdu'a. Al-La'i al-Masnu'a Aina. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alaykum as-salamu alaykum as-salamu alaykum. Naam. The second book is Al-La'i al-Masnu'a fi al-Ahadith al-Mawdu'a. And that is a book that's compiled regarding those weak or fabricated narrations on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is by Suyuti. And that is by Suyuti, who died in the year 911. And Ibn Jawzi died in 597 Hijri. The third book that we're going to mention is Tanzih al-Sharia al-Murfu'a and al-Hadith al-Shani'at al-Mawdu'a. And that is by al-Kannani. And that is by Abul Hasan Ali ibn Muhammad ibn Araq al-Kannani. And that is a book again dealing with the same topic of those narrations and freeing the Sharia. And protected is written in protecting the Sharia of al-Islam, Shariat al-Marfu'a, the lofty legislation from those disgusting and despicable fabricated narrations and lies on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the fourth is Manal al-Manif fi Sahih wal-Da'if, Manal al-Manif fi Sahih wal-Da'if, and that's li Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. And that again is one of the most important books dealing with those narrations that are from the lie on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the final one that we're going to mention is Masnu' fi al-Hadith al-Mawdu'. Al-Masnu' fi al-Hadith al-Mawdu'. And that is by Al-Hafidh Ali al-Qari. And that here again is a compilation of these narrations and these lies that's been attributed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Masnu' fi al-Hadith al-Mawdu'. Al-Masnu' fi al-Hadith al-Mawdu'. Now, so it's important for us to be aware of these books, and these books should be in our libraries, and study the science of Hadith and the different aspects pertaining or dealing with preservation of the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To conclude this chapter, we mentioned bi'idhnillah some benefits that Sheikh Ubaid hafidhullah ta'ala mentioned in his explanation of this which is chapter, and that is the affair of the narrating on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We mentioned something that hasn't been mentioned previously, and that is the narration in this chapter, تغليظ في تعمد الكذب على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the hadith of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله تعالى. And if we notice in this hadith, he says, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كذب علي حسبته قال متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. Anas ibn Malik, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, whoever lies upon me, and he said, I think the Messenger said, deliberately, then let him take his place in the hellfire. And this hadith, ya ikhwati al-kiram, shows the wara', the taqwa of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is a dirasa, subhanallah. And this is a dirasa and a lesson for us, in that Anas, he was not sure, radiyallahu ta'anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said muta'ammidan. So he said, hasibtuhu qal. I think he said. And this shows the diqqa, precision of the narrators of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in that is a fa'idah and benefit, which shows that we should have caution, or we should take caution in narrating on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That we should take caution in narrating on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in that we have to make sure that it is what he sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said or done, and we have to be precise in narrating that. And this is taken from many narrations that we have on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the companions, if they weren't sure that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said something, or kama qal, وَأَظُنُّهُ قَالْ Or I think he said. And this is, shows the precision and the taqwa that the companions had. So likewise, we need to be cautious when narrating on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Naam." He said, "فَمَنْ قَالَ عَلَيَّ فَلْيَقُلْ حَقًّا أَوْ صِدْقًا." Whoever wants to narrate and attribute a statement to me, he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let him speak the truth and say the haq, and say that which is correct, and he correctly attributed to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this shows the importance of having wara and having cautiousness. And also another benefit that we can close with today, barakallahu fikum, is the warning of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on not narrating on him a lot. On not narrating on him a lot. And that is taken from the hadith of Abi Qatada in this chapter, where Abi Qatada said in the hadith that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam يقول يعني يقول على هذا المنبر على هذا المنبر إياكم وكثرة الحديث عني. Be cautious in narrating a lot from me. Be cautious in narrating a lot from me. And Sheikh Ubaid حفظه الله تعالى, he said regarding this, نهيه يعني العمر الأول, from the affairs that he deals with حفظه الله تعالى in this chapter, وشفاء, because نهيه صلى الله عليه وسلم عن كثرة الحديث عنه, وهذا لأن كثرة الحديث عادة مذنة للزلل والخطأ. And that is that in it shows the prohibition of narrating frequently and too much on Allah and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Why? That's because the narrating too much, or rather a lot on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can lead to a lot of errors. وَهَذَا لَيْسَ عَلَى الْإِطْلَاقِ. And it's not indefinite. Why? It's because, and it's not, this principle is not for everyone. Because you have the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're from the Mukthirin. And the likes of those is Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who narrated over 5,000 hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and likewise Abdullah ibn Abbas, and likewise Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and ashab Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ajma'in. They narrated a lot on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of their diqqa, because they had precision. But the Messenger generally is warning individuals not to do it too much, and if they were to do it, then let them speak haqqa like the companions did in their narrations on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this chapter is a serious chapter, and that is that the Messenger, generally the meaning from all of these narrations we can take is that he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man kadhaba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maq'adahu minan nar, that whoever lies upon him, upon me, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deliberately, not by mistake but deliberately, Then let him take his place in hellfire. Meaning that we should be cautious in that which you say is from the sunnah. We have to have certainty and ilm. لَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. We don't take a position or say that which is we don't have knowledge regarding, especially as it relates to the legislation, the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us taqwa in our statements and in our actions, and to give us ilm and nafi wa amal salih. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.